Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Mei Zhen in China about the usage of two words that sound the same. Dear teacher, I have some question about the words whose and whose. I sometimes have confusion when I hear. I am not always sure what word I am hearing. Can you please share with me your advice? Thank you for writing to us, Mei Zhen. I'm happy to answer this question. The easiest way to know which word you are hearing is to listen for the words that follow it. We contract, or join together, the two words who is to make the contraction whose. Often, the next word you hear after whose is a verb, as in these examples.
Who's going to help us? Who's making all that noise? Who's using this computer?
Sometimes, you will hear a prepositional phrase or a noun phrase after the contraction whose.
Who's in the office today? Who's the director of that film?
Last, we can contract the word who with the verb has. So the sentence, who has already seen this film, sounds like this.
Who's already seen this film?
Now let's look at the possessive whose, spelled whose. We use it to ask about who owns or has something. So, you should listen for a noun after the pronoun whose. Or, you can listen for the adjectives this, that, these, or those. For example, if we see a book on a desk and we do not know who owns it, we can ask either of the following questions.
Whose book is this? Whose book is that?
You can hear the noun book, and you can also hear the adjectives this and that at the end of the question. We use the word this if we are close to the book. If we are farther away from the book, we use the word that. We use the adjectives these and those for plural things.
Whose shoes are these? Whose bags are those?
We can also place the contraction whose and the possessive whose at the beginning of a noun clause. The noun clause begins after the main verb of the sentence, as in these examples.
I want to know who's going to drive the bus. I want to know whose idea this was.
You can learn more about possessive whose, including its use in relative clauses, in this Everyday Grammar on the mysterious word whose. We hope today's lesson is helpful, Mei Zhen. For our readers and listeners, do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.